This is Laura Boosinger, and we're down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina with the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW. Back in 1825, the Cherokee Nation officially adopted the syllabary devised by Sequoyah, a self-taught linguist born in Vonore, Tennessee. This written representation of the Cherokee language caught on so quickly that within a few years, the tribe's literacy rate was far higher than that of the white communities nearby. Documents of importance to the Cherokee were soon published, including the Cherokee Nation's laws, a translation of the New Testament, and the Cherokee Phoenix newspaper. Among these early texts, there was also a hymn book.
What in thee says the Yehovah?
First published in 1829, the Cherokee hymn book contained the lyrics to sacred songs written in Cherokee using Sequoyah's syllabary. It was a groundbreaking achievement, yet one that was designed for an audience who could both read the Cherokee language and sing by heart the tunes that went with the lyrics. As generations passed, there were fewer and fewer people who could do either of those things, much less both. Nearly two centuries later, in 2014, a new edition of the Cherokee Hymn Book was published, one that is designed to be used by a much wider audience while honoring the cultural integrity of the original publication. A team of experts in Cherokee language and culture, with the support of the Cherokee Preservation Foundation and the Museum of the Cherokee Indian, spent 7 years on this monumental task. Dan Dills, a Knoxville resident with a passion for exploring and documenting his Cherokee heritage, initially proposed the project. He and fellow team members transcribed the Cherokee characters into the Roman alphabet so that people who don't read written Cherokee can still sing in the language. Then, they set those phonetically written lyrics to the musical notation of familiar hymn tunes. A group of native Cherokee speakers translated the songs into English. The new Cherokee hymn book is now being used at public hymn singings and is helping to introduce the next generation of the Eastern Band of Cherokees to their musical and linguistic heritage. And it's equally accessible to English speakers unfamiliar with the Cherokee language. You can learn more about Cherokee musical heritage by visiting the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina website at BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road, he comes to the turn. Rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby.